Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. I say that often, and it really is true today. During the first hour, we're going to have Bear Walker on, a very, very interesting individual who is part Native American medicine man and part scientist, and the things that culminate as a result of him bridging these two unique worlds are really amazing. Later in the show, Jennifer Jones will be on. We're going to be talking about an entire chapter in a recent book by Dr. Perricone dedicated to reversing the aging of the eyes. Those of you like myself who embrace vanity and hate grabbing reading glasses, we're going to be talking more about that in just a moment. But first, I want to mention a recent article in my blog that I believe just got picked up by Google News. Paula Deen kills. Remember the old TV commercials, crack kills and speed kills? Well, Paula Deen kills. Her embracing her type 2 diabetes as a marketing ploy to help Novo Nordisk proliferate the landscape with anti-diabetic drugs is shameful at best and corrupt at worst. She is killing herself, and she is taking her audience with her. Read my article in my blog today about Paula Deen. Okay, let's get started. Bear Walker, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Really an honor to be on with you, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's quite flattering coming from you. I have been aware of your works for quite some time now. You are a spiritualist. You were raised in the traditional Native American way. However, you found your way into traditional medical science as well. Tell me about the early years. It was your granddad that had the most influence on you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's 100% true. I grew up literally on a reservation, both between the way upper peninsula of Michigan and Canada, which was pretty much open at that time, especially if you were, I was of the Anishinaabe tribe and still of the Anishinaabe tribe. And so we traveled extensively in between different areas of the reservation, mostly in a heavily, heavily forested area. I grew up in a land without fences. I grew up in a literally in the middle of a huge forest with an amazing community of people that were very much connected to the land and connected to what we would call the old ways or the native ways. So it was really quite a wonderful way to be raised.
Now, your granddad worked very, very hard to make sure, and this is something in and of itself worth talking about. It's
sure.
Something that we have abandoned in modern Western culture. Most children don't know their grandparents, couldn't name their great-grandfather, never mind any of their heritage. But your granddad worked very, very hard to pass on to you your heritage, even though this was not probably very popular for you growing up as a child, because most families wanted their children to assimilate, become like everyone else, so to speak.
It's a good point. I come from seven generations of the Bear clan, so I know seven generations back and have in my possession different things, sacred bones, different things that come from seven generations in my family. And so it was an honor. One of the first medicines that we're taught is the what we call respect, and or the concept also of miigwech, which means thank you or thankfulness for our generation. So we always walk proud because we're carriers of our seven generations. We believe every step that's brought us to this place has been carried by our seven generations before us. So we always walk in honor of those seven generations, and we walk in respect to the seven generations who are coming after us. And well, my children also are Native and been raised Native and been raised in the ways of our way. Like, for instance, my children have never, ever had a vaccination. My children have never had an antibiotic. I birthed all my children in the home natural way, and they've been raised knowing the ways of the Native people. So, but your point is valid, specific to the degradation of the tribe, and I started to see that in my early teenage years, 17, 18, and I was very rebellious. I actually got kicked out of school like 30 or 40 times because I was terrible as far as what was going on in school and things, and never thought I'd even graduate. But I saw what they brought to the reservation, where they brought them food, and they would bring in literally 50 pound bags of white flour and white rice and all the cheese and all these things, and you could see literally the people becoming fatter and heavier and sicker, and diabetes became a plague on the reservation, and alcoholism and depression, et cetera, when they imported the white people's, you know, diet. So I actually was one of the people who saw that happen. And, you know, my grandfather stayed close to me and kept telling me in my head never to eat that way or whatever. We grew up eating basically what we could forage, which some people would consider poor, but we hunted, fished, and we ate wild rice when we could gather it, and we ate squash and beans and corn that we grew. So it was a whole different way. And frankly, if you've ever been in the deep in the forest, you can't grow as much rice. You can't gather as much wild rice in the lakes to have it be a huge part of your diet. Carbohydrates or rice was only used small little bit, or squash or whatever. The biggest part of our diet would have been mostly venison. I grew up eating a lot of venison, but I've eaten everything from squirrel to porcupine to bear to you name it, other than I've never
eaten bear. Have the privilege of being able to say that I have taken two black bear in the Adirondack region, right outside of Loch Muller in the Adirondack region of
New York. Do you remember their names? They could have been cousins. See, this could be a problem, Carl.
Why?
I have family in the Adirondacks. Those could have been cousins of mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess, but you know what? You know what? Here's something funny. I hunted with a guy who was half Native American.
Oh yeah.
One of the things he taught me. And I used to feel odd about this, but I did it anyway, and then it became very, very common for me. But we made medicine over animals after we killed them. We would stand there and we would say, you were a good animal, you had a great life, you contributed, and now your flesh is going to contribute to our life.
That's exactly, he really taught you the right way.
Yeah. But you know what? I have the pleasure of being able to say that I've eaten bear, and the Native Americans believed that the bear was actually a human being, and anybody who's ever skinned a bear knows why, because it looks just like a human being once it has its fur off.
Well, you know your stuff. That's impressive. A lot of people don't have any idea of this, and they, you know, one of the things that's a real misnomer is that they think that, you know, based on maybe Judeo-Christian values, that we were all like wild and heathen, but we had a very solid, very respectful way of life, and we had a lot of respect for the circle of life, or the what we call the medicine wheel. Which is an integral part of everything we do, including how we ate. And the other thing was no waste. You never wasted anything.
Right.
When we took a deer, first of all, there's thankfulness and respect to the deer, but then there's also every part of that was to be used properly, be it the ligaments and tendons, the sinew we use for binding things, of course, the skin. Every pound of the food was eaten. Every bone was used as a part of what we did, so there wasn't waste, and there was, you know, respect. It was just a very different...
In fact, a little bit of trivia, and then we'll get right back on track.
I love this.
The term chew the fat came from Native Americans who, when they would, one of the processes of tanning Yeah. Was the women actually chewed the skin to break it down so that it would be more supple and smooth for the skins that they were going to use on with babies.
Absolutely.
And
true.
So the term chewing the fat came from they would sit around in circles, the women, and they would chew these leather pieces until they were soft and supple.
No, that is so absolutely true. And here's the other thing. You're talking about fat. See, fat was a prize to us, especially, you know, we've got in bitter cold weather. I live now in just outside of Manhattan in New York. To me, this is tropical compared to where I grew up. We had winters basically from September to May. And so fat was extremely important. You talk about a bear, too. See, a bear has a nice lining of fat, and that was prized. It was kind of, it would be cooked in a certain way, and it was used just to prepare foods and things like that. So the whole American concept of no fat or low fat or whatever, it didn't work. I mean, it wasn't for us. That wasn't our way of thinking.
Well, before we're going to go a little long on this segment because I want to also make one very important point. Right now there is a movement afoot in the United States and around the world to return to more ancestrally based ancient diets, because we now understand that the modern Western diet is exactly the reason for chronic disease. And no group of people displays this fact better than Native Americans, who through thousands of years of genetic reformation became some of the most efficient, physically most efficient running bodies in the world. They could live during periods of famine, and they could thrive on very, very low intake of foods for long periods of time. This was part of the evolutionary selection pressure that actually made this group of people stronger. Hence, when you turn them over to the Western diet, which is high in grains, high in corn, high in flours, high in starches, high in sugars, and low in fat and low in protein, these poor people become severely obese and ill.
Absolutely. 100% true.
And so now, in summary, the Americans believe that the Native Americans survived on corn. That's not true, is it?
No, that's so not. We only grew a small amount of corn for certain ceremonial things, and then we ate a very small amount. You can't grow that much corn. We didn't have a long enough season or whatever, but it wasn't an integral part of our diet. Our diet, especially where I come from, would be more wild rice. We would take, there were fields of wild rice, which is very different than the rice.
Yes, wild rice.
Americans
is, wild rice is actually a form of grass.
That's correct. It is a form of grass, and it's actually substantially higher in protein and substantially higher in fiber and also in the B vitamins than even a good brown rice. But so at a certain season, you could slide your canoe through a lake and shake the wild rice into your canoe. But see, all of those were minimal compared to hunting, fishing, and sophisticated
crafting. Yes.
That was very much a part of that. And you know, I'm not of the clan that did most of the hunting. I'm of the bear clan, which were people who did the medicine. But the hunting clans that did this were expert in it, and they were phenomenal, and they were highly. It's hard to explain it. There was sophistication, and there was a whole circle to it that's never been, completely understood.
Well, here's what I want to do. I have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to start to bridge what you learned as a young boy from a medicine man, your granddad, and then move forward into the application of science today in medicine. And I also have to attribute my knowledge that wild rice is actually a grass. To my co-host on Friday's show, Elisa Profumo. She's the one who taught me that, because I've avoided all rices. And she says, you know what? Wild rice is not rice. It's actually like a grass seed.
It's
I said,
grass
really?
Seed. Yeah, really? No, she's great job to her, and that's kind of you to credit her. But that's 100% true, and therefore it functions in the body substantially different, you know?
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Bear Walker. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Bear Walker. Trained as a traditional medicine man, as a young man, finds his way into the science of medicine. So, Bear, explain, obviously, this love of medicine and the learning of medicine has to be something that has been instilled in you, not just what your grandfather taught you, but he obviously kind of taught you to love this process as well.
Well, yeah, there is no doubt. He was an amazing and incredibly kind, and although from the standpoint of education, almost no education, as a young man he was actually captured by the Catholic tribe, and he was taken to learn in a school, but they cut all his hair off and they beat him if he spoke Anishinaabe, so he ran away and he ran over 200 miles back to his reservation, and he never went back to school, so he was never trained like in regular school. But in many ways, as my education went on further and further, I actually realized that the things that he knew specifically of how a cell functions without ever having any training in cellular biology was really quite amazing. So anyway, around the age of 17, 18, I was actually in a lot of trouble. I was pretty rebellious. I was not happy with things at the reservation, and I certainly was doing terrible in school. And a very fine teacher who I always appreciate took some real special time with me, Mrs. Winslow, and she said, listen, if you'll pay attention, you could go on to college. And I said, I don't think so. I'm going to be, you know, constantly in the forest. I don't want to go. But I could see things were changing, you know, very much on reservation, and it was becoming more, there was a lot of fighting. It was the beginning of the AIM movement, and there was also a lot of just trouble, sickness and illness on reservation. So anyway, I went off to school. I did my undergraduate and studies in naturopathic medicine from Canada up in Toronto, and then I went on. I did a residency in clinical ecology at University of Pittsburgh, and from there we did projects specific on electrodermal and on very specialized types of computers. We worked with astronauts. I worked with over 400 astronauts at NASA, at NIH, Walter Reed Hospital. So I did a lot of projects with establishing from a quantum physics sort of a standpoint, cellular function, 30 different systems of the body. We were doing different functions. We were looking for ways to help them be at their very, very highest. If you take 400 astronauts and you do blood tests, they're almost all perfect because blood tests don't tell us nearly enough about the body.
Right.
So we developed other very sophisticated systems to be able to evaluate what else was going on in their bodies. And we did function tests. We could do challenge tests where we could challenge a system and see if it works better. And then after I finished that project, I've been in private practice for about 20 years, you know, mostly affiliated either loosely at Columbia Presbyterian, where I've done a number of programs for them, or then my own specific clinics. And then I've done extensive work with high-end professional athletes. I've worked with some of the Dallas Cowboys, some of the New York Giants, the Jets.
Well, you've worked with a guest who's been on this show, Eric Fiorello, who is a strongman who's going abroad to lift the Hasenfelt Stone or the Hushenfelt Stone?
Of Iceland. He's going to pick it up and walk around the goat pen.
Yeah.
And hopefully he is absolutely going to do it. We're 100% pulling. I've been working with him as a patient for the last 3 months, and he's absolutely inspirational, and he's an incredible guy, and he is such a fan of yours too, Carl. But he is, you know, I call him Super Eric. I never even call him Eric, but he's going to do it, and so we're building him up. I've done a number of tests with him to find out where he has faults, where he has, you know, some deficiency. And if you look at this guy, he's a powerhouse. You have to work really hard to find little areas where he could still do better and better. So he's also a huge fan of course, John Woods. And
right.
John Woods, who runs Cell Wellness, that's another superhuman guy. That guy goes like nobody I've ever seen. He has, I don't know, he's 56 or 57 years old. He tests like he's 35 on my system, my computer, and he's just amazing. So, but he's been on a paleo diet. He does grass-fed beef.
Well, let's back up just for a second and give John a little bit more of attention here. John Wood, for those of you who do know or don't know, is the founder behind U.S. Wellness Meats, the premier...
Right.
International source, I'm sorry, national source for grass-fed beef, humanely raised swine, chickens that have real lives that eat worms and live normal lives. He has every type of product you can imagine for anybody who is a devotee of eating animal protein from animals that live natural lives the way nature intended them to, eating grass, no hormones, no antibiotics, no human intervention. These are just animals in the wild. John started U.S. Cell Wellness because he felt that there was an area within the supplement industry that was being neglected. And I learned about you through John because you actually use a lot of his supplements in your clinical setting, correct?
That's correct. I have five offices in the New York and Connecticut area, where we use, with my patient base there, a number of the U.S., well, of course, U.S. Wellness Meats, but also the Cell Wellness products we use. I probably have a few thousand patients who use a number of the different products. Everything from, I could go over them one by one, but I mean they're incredible what they
do. What do you think the most valuable product the top two most valuable products that he provides that you use that you see the greatest results in the largest group of people?
Two very different types of things. Number one, you're going to find that almost everyone in the U.S., almost everybody who American, is toxic, based on either what they've breathed in, what they've lived, the mercury fillings, or have had a number of different exposures. And so because of that, the number one thing I would say is humic acid, because the humic acid reduces your toxic load, whether it be mercury, whether it be, you know, people who ingest, for instance, artificial sweeteners. But one of the number one, and it's one of the biggest degradations to the body. I was actually at the NIH when there was a vote for whether they should even legalize, and there was piles. There was piles of documentation brought in that it's going to increase brain cancer, it's going to increase breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. It's tremendously carcinogenic. If you break an artificial sweetener down, it's methyl alcohol and formic acid. Those are deadly in combination. People just are full of this stuff. And so the humic acid is phenomenal for flushing that out. By the way, if we have listeners who like to learn, read the book, The 100-Year Lie, because The 100-Year Lie will take... it will show you how the chemical industry has grossly, grossly affected our population. And it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable. So humic acid, because it flushes the toxins out, very simple, very safe.
Does humic acid work on the liver to flush toxins out? How does it work?
It actually works at a cellular level. The liver, obviously, you know your stuff. The liver is a fairly substantial filtering system to the body. There, but you have a brand new liver every 6 weeks. The liver's in a constant process of regeneration. The problem where the liver, with the liver, because it filters blood, it filters the lymphatic fluids of the body, all of that runs through the liver, that it pulls the toxins out of blood or out of lymphatic fluids and things like that. So the liver itself, the filter itself, becomes quite toxic. But again, you have a brand new liver every 6 weeks, and it's one of the fastest regenerating parts of your body. However, if you don't do something to help the liver, the liver's trying to create a new cell from a dirty cell. So a dirty cell creates two more dirty cells, so to speak, toxic cells.
Right.
But if you give humic acid, it flushes the toxins out of the liver. Therefore, the liver can create healthy cells. It starts with one or two, but then it starts to clean out one after that. And within 6 weeks, within maybe if you have to do it twice, you're going to have a completely, completely clean liver.
Okay. What is the other product that you feel?
The other one would be the number one deficiency in the U.S.
I know what you're going to say already, because we just talked about it yesterday.
I knew you knew it, too, because you've already...
Well, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess, and then you tell me if I'm wrong.
All right.
Magnesium.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Bingo.
I've discovered it myself. I mean, we just did a whole show yesterday about magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium. Very, very unsexy topic, but one that's really in dire need of examination.
Huge, huge, huge. I was involved in a project at the Hale Clinic, which is the largest integrated clinic in the world. It's in London, started by Prince Charles. And we did a study. We did the first 100 different diabetic patients, then we did 200, and they ended up doing, I think, a total of another 200, so maybe 500 in total. Of those 500 diabetic patients, every one was magnesium deficient. Not 90%, not 80%, 100% were magnesium deficient.
Yeah.
We have an absolute... I mean, it's an epidemic of diabetes.
Okay.
We have diabetic
we have to take a break. Okay?
I
want you to hold, because when we come back, I want to come back and I want to talk about magnesium and diabetes for a minute, just a
you
little
got
bit
it.
Further, because I have a question that I ask everybody about this. I'm trying to ascertain the answer. We understand to come full circle, since we were talking about Native Americans, the Pima Indians, which are in Arizona, are genetically insulin resistant because they evolved under conditions where they were not assaulted with high glycemic index carbohydrates for thousands of years. And now that they eat this stuff, they're insulin resistant. Insulin resistance is actually a form of what's the word I want to use? Advanced physiological state, when you really think about us as animals being in the wild. So with that being the case, their insulin resistance is actually completely ameliorated when they are supplemented with magnesium.
I can 100% agree.
All right, let's just take this quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about, I'm curious about therapeutic doses of magnesium for how long before cellular magnesium elevates. We're talking with Bear Walker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you.
I have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll have Jennifer Jones on talking about a recent book by Dr. Perricone where he describes how to reverse the aging of the eyes. Also, Age Force has agreed. Several of you have sent me emails saying that you missed the buy one, get one free for the new Hydroxy B12 patch, transdermally delivered Hydroxy B12, as well as the new fat loss patch, which includes AOD9604, which is a protein peptide associated with lipolysis. So I got Steve to agree. Later today on Superhuman Radio website, you'll be able to click a banner ad and take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer just for a couple more days. For those of you who missed it and emailed me, it's coming around again, but please don't miss it again because I had to pull teeth to get him to do it. Okay? So there you go. We're talking with Bear Walker, and we're going to talk now a little bit further about the relationship of magnesium deficiencies and diabetes. Bear, blood levels of magnesium do not represent cellular levels of magnesium, correct?
100% correct. The closest you get is what's called an RBC magnesium level, and the RBC magnesium level is a little more accurate.
That's red blood cell, because the red blood cell is more indicative of what's going on cellularly
correct.
In the body.
So if you want to do a clinical based on that, that's your better application. However, even those reference ranges are substantially less. Again, having worked with a number of pro athletes, and it would be inappropriate for me to mention their names because it would be then an endorsement, but I can tell you I've worked with the tops of the top. We were doing as high as 3,600 milligrams of magnesium daily, and we were still getting nothing but incredible positive charges. I worked with one of the top bicycle guys in the world for 2 years. His recovery rate when we went to over 3,600 milligrams of magnesium went from, you know, being able to train on Monday and Thursday to be able to train Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I mean, I know from the standpoint of professional athletes, but from the standpoint of a cellular function, making cell physiology simple or cell biology simple, there is nothing that you're going to be able to do within the mitochondria. You cannot increase mitochondrial function without magnesium. Besides that, magnesium also is one of the key things for the C-AMP and G-AMP cell-to-cell communicators. So based on, as you called it, insulin-resistant diabetes is just that their cells literally cannot pick it up. The quantum coherence based on the cell communicators will not pass through the cell membrane just because of extreme magnesium deficiency. So magnesium deficiency, magnesium, which is extremely positively charged, probably the most positively charged ion in your body, literally carries things through the cell wall so it can then be uptaked in the mitochondria, produce a higher level of ATP.
Okay. So here's the question. What would you consider a therapeutic dose for a non-athlete, and how long would they have to take it, in your professional opinion, before the cells would be topped off?
Okay, I'm going to do it in two ways. Number one, I'm going to say if you use the product from Cell Wellness, which is called Trace Minerals, and the reason I like it is because liquid uptake is substantially better than virtually any of the other tablet or capsule types. You're going to get, if you'll do 20 drops of the trace minerals two times a day, your actual uptake of magnesium is about 1,200 milligrams of cellular uptake magnesium. If you're not going to take the trace minerals, you need anywhere from 12 to probably 1,800 milligrams of magnesium. The old 2-to-1 ratio calcium to magnesium is sort of out of date because...
Yeah, I know. See, that's funny because Dr. Michael Smith said the same thing yesterday from Life Extension Foundation, that they've discovered that after doing cursory reviews of all the available research, there does not seem to be a ratio required for calcium and magnesium.
I found that to be 100% clinically, and I've gone as much as three times as much magnesium. See, I use a specialized computer testing device so I can actually evaluate where we're at, and then I also track people for 30 days to see what the improvements on. So, I can do, clinicals that way. But if you have over 300 enzymes and cofactors in your body, every one of those have a magnesium molecule somewhere in their structure.
Do you think that there is any preferential form of magnesium? I take 600 milligrams of magnesium glycinate right before bed to, number one, act as a mild ACE inhibitor and blunt the insulinogenic response of sleep, but number two, because it helps me sleep. However, I've learned from Dr. Smith that may not be the best form of magnesium for some of the bone mineral. He feels that magnesium citrate is a better alternative for the bone mineral uptake of fractional.
I actually
magnesium.
Lean towards magnesium citrate myself. However, that said, let me just tell you, based on some of the original wonderful people, whether it be Carlton Fredericks or Linus Pauling, they wrote a number of books on what's called biochemical individuality, which means, Carl, there is nobody in the world like you. And so what works for you may be 100% what's the best for you. The one thing that people need to do is stop listening to their doctors and start listening to what their body's telling them and become tuned in to certain symptoms within their body, and that's a much better way. I mean, it's time to become proactive with your health. Learn programs like this, or there's a ton of good books out there, and start to become proactive with your health yourself, because there's nobody in the world that's like you, I can tell you. And so I can give you good advice for what might fit 80% of people, but realistically, you're completely different. So if you like the glycinates, or even, sometimes even people use a magnesium oxide, it's fine if it works for you. But if you're still getting muscle crampings, if you're getting muscle fatigue, if you're getting any of those types of symptoms that are magnesium deficiency, then you're still not taking you know, the right amount. So again, you asked for two top products, humic acid for sure for detoxing, trace minerals from the standpoint of bringing up the magnesium and the potassium and all the other 72 trace minerals, of which, you know, you're talking about how we were as native people. One of the things as native people, we literally ate of the earth because the soil was more powerful. And the things that grew in our soil, be it squash, corn, or even the rice, or even the deer we ate, were higher levels of the trace minerals. And there's 72 other minerals besides the ones that we know the most, magnesium, potassium, zinc, etc., that are absolutely imperative for you to have, you know, high optimum levels of health. So the thing I like about the trace minerals is you do get your potassium, magnesium, and the common known minerals, but you also get the 72 trace minerals that are harder to get, you know, across the board. So it's the closest thing to the earth type of a nutrient. It comes from a rare earth type of a combination that they're made from, so that they really, they work phenomenal for you.
Last question before we go into this break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about the machine that you use that tests how many thousand, 13,000 different points inside the body or something like that?
There's 30 different key points, and then there's 30,000 bits of information.
And I want to understand what those, and the eight physical body functions, I think I read in some of your literature also. But we've got one question I have for you. In summing up this mineral deficiency, which I really am a big proponent of educating my audience about mineral intake to stave off disease. Do you think hair analysis provides an all-around better alternative to determining if cellular levels of magnesium and other trace minerals are being reached?
I'm a big advocate of hair analysis. Unfortunately, in the Northeast, it's outlawed in a lot of our states.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, no, you can't do you'd have to have it sent to a different state. They just have decided that it's a fallacy. That would be another whole program to go over.
I wonder if they were worried about insurance companies following behind you after you left the barbershop to try to find out if you were sick or not. I mean, that makes no sense. Hair analysis is used for drug detection as well.
Oh yeah, no, and they're it's not that they're contending they're not accurate. They're just, you know, there's a number of challenges with it. I mean, if you want the medical kind of the model for it, none of which make good sense, but they have their reasons, you know, for outlawing it. But I'm an advocate of those. I'm an advocate of anything that'll give you a broader based diagnostic markers on your body.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the machine that you use and also the systems that you look at. We're talking with Bear Walker. Later in the show, we'll have Jennifer Jones on. We're going to be talking about a recent book written by Dr. Perricone, a particular chapter specifically dedicated to reversing the aging of the eye. This is something that I'm interested in as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bear Walker, part medicine man, part modern scientist. I think they ought to do a reality TV show about you, Bear. I really do. You know, you bring, it's amazing when you bring two different philosophies together, you get something better than just the addition of the two together, quite often.
Yeah, you're very kind. I so appreciate it. And I could tell you, I'm impressed with the work you've done. It's amazing, and it's so wonderful to have someone that's out there, you know, getting your message out and getting and helping us with what we're doing with, as people who are like minded as you. So it's really an honor to be working with you, my friend.
Thank you. You talk about in some of your writings, you talk about the eight. I forget what it was called, the eight areas or the eight physical...
Eight systems of your body.
Yes.
And one of the real faults with medicine is the fact that it's become incredibly specialized. You see a cardiologist for your heart, you see an endocrinologist for your endocrine system, you see a GI guy for your digestive, but none of them know how the systems work together. And that has become a tremendous... makes medicine very, very inefficient the way it is, and it certainly doesn't serve our people well, but... Okay, so raised native, we have what's called the eight sacred stones, and the eight sacred stones are a key part of our being raised. But within your body, you have eight systems of the body, which starts with the cellular system, the neurological system, the endocrine system, the cardiovascular system, the digestive system, immune system, structural system, and I might have missed one. Oh, excretory system. So within those eight systems, it's the function of how those eight systems work hand in hand that really make for a healthy body. So if you go to a cardiologist and he says, well, your heart's fine, and by the way, I checked your cholesterol and it's good, you know, or whatever, and you die of a heart attack the next week, it's not because, the cardiologist did not look deep enough. And there's a number of other things that are functioning within that, including the relationship between your endocrine system, i.e. your adrenals particularly, and your heart. And so those are often misunderstood. And so within the computer system I work with, it'll test the eight different systems, and it'll test a total of 30 different parts of your body, your lymphatics, your lungs, your large intestine, ICV. You know, there's 30 different systems. I won't bore you with that. If anybody's interested, I'll be glad to post that on, I'll get someone to post it on an email or something like that.
Right.
But anyway, so then what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all those systems to work in optimum at 100%. And that's what I do clinically. So the computer was designed. It actually originated from some of the work done in Germany, Dr. Vohl, which started some of the original what's called electrodermal. And I measure a GSR, galvanic skin resistance point, at peripheral nerve endpoints. And by doing that, I can tell what 30 different systems your body are doing, and they have an optimum reading. It's an ohmmeter built into a computer system that evaluates the body. So that's what I've used for the last 25 years. I have other connections where I can do subtle energy markers as well. And then we use a thing called an omega wave with our athletes, which gives us VO2, VVO2. It gives us heart rate variability markers. This is invented in Finland. It's one of the top computers used with pro athletes. And then we challenge them in a certain way to see where their breakdown point is for their lungs, as an example, or whatever. And then we also look at rehab or recovery systems, how well their body recovers. So the omega wave is used with the top pro athlete. So now, specific to that, if people are interested, I'm the chief science officer for a company called Peak Performance Research and Development Institute, or if you want to look it up on the internet, it's called pprdi.com, I believe. The CEO, that's Jim Gersey, a good friend and partner of mine, and we do evaluations and we do systems analysis for, like I said, everything from pro teams to, you know, professional individuals. That's the particular company I do most of that work for. I was talking about the humic acid too, Carl. If you don't mind, there's actually a documentary, a television documentary they did called The Incurables. So you can do a Google search on Incurables. It deals with a fireman who they gave up to die. He was in a wheelchair and they said, listen, you basically have an incurable disease. It's called IBM and you're only going to live another 3 or 4 months. And there's no hope. So we started him on a protocol where we did the humic acid, the trace minerals, and I did a number of other things for him. And he came back 100%. In fact, he's playing golf and running around and still doing very well to this day. So they did a television documentary on him called The Incurables. And people can look that up. It's on the internet or runs on TV, you know, sometimes. So, you know, those are available. And I actually can do most of the testing and things through a DNA swab. So if anybody ever wants to, you know, connect with me on a DNA swab, I can. The office number for my Connecticut office, you would speak to a dear, dear friend of mine, Deanna Kinch, and her number is 860-384-1527. And if you call her, she'll give you all the information, what you need to do to send me a sample. Carl, my gift to you, if you send me a sample, I'll be glad to run a test on you and show you 100% of what's going on for you. Maybe I should have done this on the air, but it'd be
no,
an honor.
I would love to. I would love to.
Test, off the air, I'll be glad to give you all the information. I'll tell you all your strong points, but I bet you I can find some weak point on you still, and we can see if we can help you out a little bit more.
No, I'm all for it. I'm all for any type of testing that will help elucidate, things that I can do to stay healthier. And be stronger and so on and so forth. So I would absolutely be willing to do that.
Well, my gift to you, because I so much believe in what you're doing, and, again, I'll do all this off the air. I shouldn't have even...
No, that's quite all right. No, it's all good. I'm happy to do it. Let me ask you...
It's great to work with. Some people would be kind of offended. I talked about something.
No, I'm always happy to... I mean, I'm happy to run tests. I'll even share the results with my audience. I have no problem with that.
Nice.
let me ask you one last question before we end the interview.
Sure.
And again, we have to thank US Cell Wellness for getting Bear on the show. Those of you who are listening to the show know that I ask you to patronize sponsors whenever possible. There is a banner ad on the Super Human Radio website on the right-hand side for US Cell Wellness. Go there, click it, and check out all of the different supplements they have, especially the two that Bear has talked about, the fumic acid and also the trace minerals. Do you get, I know that you've worked with some very, very prestigious organizations, NASA, Walter Reed, so on and so forth. Do you ever get snickering or eyebrows raised when you start to talk about the things that you learned from your granddad and kind of melding that into what you understand about science today?
You know, I appreciate that question. I mean, honestly, early on, to some degree, I did. And, you know, when I was at NASA, I had hair down to the middle of my back and still in braids and things like that, because I hadn't even cut my hair for many, many years. I didn't cut my hair until my mother passed away. And so I definitely stood out, you know, to some degree at an officer's club and things like that. But on the other hand, I would say especially now, frankly, and I'm honored by your level of interest, because rarely do I do a radio like this where they're that interested in this. But I would say in these days, I think people are really interested and really open to understanding, you know, more of the native ways. I mean, I can tell you again without going off too much, I think people have lost confidence in many of the things that we always had confidence in, and they're seeing that there's got to be a different way, there's got to be a new way, and maybe the old way or the native way is the new better way. I would say I see a lot more of that now than I did, you know, 20-25 years ago when I started my practice and when I started my training and things like that.
You know what's interesting to me, I have actually lost faith in research, scientific research, peer-reviewed research. That was the foundation of my show. When I first started doing my show almost 7 years ago, well, now it is 7 years ago,
yeah.
I used to have scientists on all the time. Every single show I had scientists on. And I would let them talk about their research. And then I started to realize that the research results quite often was skewed. The endpoints actually cause you to ignore certain things that could have a contraindication to the results that you want. And I also learned that some large percentage of funded research from the NIH never gets published. And the reason it never gets published is because the results is not desired. What they learned wasn't sympathetic to their cause, and they just don't publish it, which, by the way, that's a waste of taxpayer money, but that's another issue entirely.
Correct.
And so I started to believe in health history. I started to look at relegating. I started to think to myself, I have a grandfather who lived to be 98 years old, who didn't know what his cholesterol levels were. He didn't know what his blood pressure was.
Right.
He ate fat. In fact, my grandmother had a jar on the back of the stove where she would gather and save the renderings of the grease that she used to cook, bake, and so on.
I know that exact thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I have a great grandparents that all lived at their eighth and ninth decade of life. I have longevity in my genes.
Right.
These people didn't know anything about their blood pressure, their cholesterol, LDL, HDL ratios. And in fact, they ate all of the things that modern culture tells us we shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
And they were healthy. They were thriving. My grandfather at 98 years old, the day he was rushed to the hospital, was busy turning his garden.
That's what I was going to ask. I bet he was physically active, though,
yeah.
wasn't he?
And actually, what killed him was the occasional doctor's visit that he did. My father used to brag to me that, you know, my mother's, we're talking about my maternal grandfather. My father used to brag to me that my grandfather Valerio never had not even a bunion or a corn on his foot. He was always so healthy. But the one time he went to the doctor for for arthritis, everything was arthritis back then.
Yeah.
The doctor told him that when he had arthritis pain, take an aspirin. Well, he started taking 3 and 4 aspirins a day, and he did this methodically for about a year. Well, lo and behold, he destroyed the lining of his stomach and he bled out because of the aspirin. And so he bled out. That day that he went to the hospital, they said that when he went to the hospital with his oldest daughter, Mary, they came out and said, look, your husband has a bleeding ulcer. We're going to operate. She said, my husband, that's my father. They said, your father, how old is he? And my Aunt Mary said, 98. And the doctor said, oh, we can't operate on him. Because when he heard the number.
Well, oh, my word.
Yeah, it's God's honest truth. And he ended up dying in the hospital. But the point being, people need to stop listening.
Absolutely.
To the research du jour and start listening to their heritage.
Absolutely. You know, statistically, we've reduced cholesterol by like 30% United States-wide, and people are dying of heart attacks faster and faster.
Yeah.
So it's just such baloney.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, Bear.
Right on. Absolutely true. I would 100% agree. Listen to yourself. Learn and educate yourself. And take care of yourself, you know.
Yeah. Listen, I want to invite you back on the show.
We'll discuss some other
topics to have you back on. Wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much for being on today, okay?
Great, my friend. And I look forward to working together with you and happy to come on anytime.
Okay, good deal. Again, thanks,
Barry. Your great, great work.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to have Jennifer Jones on, and we're going to be talking about the anti-aging process of the eye. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, when we talk about anti-aging, we talk about lots of systems in the body. But very, very rarely do we talk about the eyes. And who cares if you don't have heart disease, if your kidneys function well, if you're strong as heck, if you can't see where you're going. My next guest has been on the show before, and we've talked about research in this area. Jennifer Jones. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having us on again today.
Yeah, and the reality is that the reason I have you on today is because a product that you offer and is actually a sponsor of the show, which is the Can-See Eye Drops, has been picked up by a number of high-level physicians in completely unsolicited. That they're singing the praises of Can-See Eye Drops. Now, I talked about Can-See Eye Drops now for 7 years. You've actually been a sponsor of this show for 7 years now.
Wow, I didn't realize it had been that long.
It is a long time, isn't it?
Yes,
and,
it is.
and I continue to push away reading glasses with the use of my Can-See Eye Drops. And so I've known about them for a long time. I've talked about them for a long time. But let's face it, I have no accreditations. But then Dr. Perricone, who has written his second book, on longevity and anti-aging, apparently dedicated an entire chapter to Can-See Eye Drops, correct?
Well, yeah, and that was really quite a surprise to many of us that are actually, you know, working closely with the product. Phil Mikens, who's the pharmacist who oversees the formulating, of course, knew that Dr. Perricone was putting this in his book.
Really?
But didn't really tell anyone until it came out. And and Dr. Perricone does not, you know, market the product in any way. And I think most people recognize his name. But his most recent book was actually just kind of documenting all the newest successful aging breakthroughs.
Right.
And he was so impressed with the research around Can-See that he actually did dedicate an entire chapter to the information about the product and how successful it's been in helping people with a whole list of degenerative eye conditions, not to mention just preventing the degeneration of your vision. And it is kind of an inevitable thing that we all face right along with aging of the rest of our body. We're all, you know, destined to begin losing our vision because of the natural aging process. And so, you know, to have something that can actually block that process and actually preserve sight and improve it is huge.
And in fact, Dr. Perricone was quoted in a magazine from the United Kingdom called Pure Beauty. Mm-hmm. The December 2011 copy of Pure Beauty talks about, the article was called Eye Catching. It's all about what to do to improve the quality of your vision and maintain healthy eyes. And there's one of those, you know how they have one of those quick read boxes? And it says, yeah, right at the very top, there's a very quick read box that says, I. It says, Dr. Perricone reveals his tips for perfect peepers.
And I haven't seen this article. So,
yeah. And the second thing, the second item is, he says, for redness, he recommends saline drops. He says, but there is also an antioxidant eye drop known as Can-See, which has many beneficial effects for the eyes, right there in that magazine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, many of the leading doctors now that are very high profile, you know, they're not going to risk their reputation, are just totally endorsing Can-See. Mainstream medicine, of course, is behind the eight ball on this, and that's not unusual, but, you know, Can-See has been out now for 10 years, more than 10 years, more like 12 years now.
Well, let's talk about why mainstream medicine is out on this one for a second.
Well,
the reality is that there is a lot of money in reparative eye surgeries, a lot of money, anything from cataracts, on down. And
it's the number one surgery. Cataract surgery is the number one surgery performed daily in this country.
Really?
There's not a bigger moneymaker out there. So, you know, we all understand there's a lot of politics of pharmaceutical medicine and allopathic medicine that goes on. And here you've got the number one surgery performed every day. Yes, I would say there's probably some resistance to something that would eliminate that surgery.
Yeah. How expensive of a surgery is it, do you know?
Well, it can be, you know, anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 per eye. And, of course, this depends on, the severity of the situation, if there's other complications involved. Many people who are developing cataracts also have other degenerative eye conditions, which also, you know, complicate.
Well, and also a cataract surgery can predispose you to new conditions that you didn't have, like the retina pulling away from the back of the eye.
And the statistics
and so on and so
are
forth.
Not that great. You know, they talk about this being such a safe surgery, but those statistics are not all that great. 30 to 50% of all patients that have cataract surgery develop a secondary cataract behind the new lens, or a posterior lens capsule, they call it. And so within 2 years of the surgery, 30 to 50%. That's,
really?
That's a lot of people that are going back for secondary laser treatment, and then it's a much lower percentage that have retinal detachments. But you have to keep in mind, if you already have a weakened eye and you're going in there and traumatizing it further with surgery, you know, you're certainly upping your risk factor for any of these other types of things to manifest. You know, still the numbers, when you look at the numbers, it's still relatively a very safe surgery, okay, and people shouldn't be afraid to go in, and certainly there are candidates and people who need to go have it. I guess where most of us who are looking at it from this point of view are positioned is that many times people are going in when they're in their 50s, and they've got another 40 years in front of them, and what have they set themselves up for?
Well, let's talk just for a moment about cataract surgery, just for a second. Back in the day when I was in the optical industry, Dr. Shearing led the way with what was known back then as the clip lens, which was a small glass lens attached to two small metal wires, and the actual crystalline lens was removed, and those two wires were sewn into the muscles that suspend the lens, and you had no focus ability. You had a par focalized lens that was focused on infinity at distance. So you still needed reading glasses for up close, first of all. Number two, there was no focusing. So in other words, if you were looking at something and the thing in the foreground was out of focus and the thing in the background was in focus, that was it. You couldn't look down at the thing in the foreground and your eye would automatically focus on it. So it was a par focalized lens that most people had to become adjusted to over the course of a couple years. There was also something called prism imbalance in the lens, where the edges of the lens would cause flares and changes in shape. There were all sorts of problems with it. And moving to today, what they do today do they still do the complete evisceration of the lens and replace it with a prosthetic, or is that not the way they do it any longer?
No, they're still slipping out the old, you know, your original lens and putting in a new lens. They aren't doing the stapling, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so it is less traumatic to the eye, certainly. And the lenses have certainly improved. But it still is not your original lens.
Right,
you know?
It doesn't
and
focus.
It's not a living organism. There definitely still is a place for cataract surgery. Obviously, there's people who have very severe situations. And thank goodness they have fine-tuned the procedure to the degree that they have. And unfortunately, when most people talk to people who've had cataract surgery, it's a very new occurrence. And so they're hearing all the positive reviews of the improved vision immediately after surgery. They generally aren't having the conversation with that person 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
And so you don't hear the negative feedback, and you're certainly not informed about it before you go in. So, you know, just a lot of information out there. I think the the thing for everyone to remember is that our bodies are amazing healing, repairing machines.
Yes.
And if we support them just a little bit, they usually reward us pretty well. That's what our bodies do. They, you know, they heal and they repair. And the eye, better than any other organism in the body, does this. The eye cellular exchange rate is like 500 times that of any other system in the body. And so what that means is that the potential for degeneration or problems certainly is great in the eye, but also the potential for repair and healing and improvement is very significant in the eye if the right homeostasis can be achieved.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to take a break. Okay. We've gotten on this discussion about cataracts. I want to just finish when we come out of the break, I want to just touch on the effects of can't-see eye drops on cataracts. But then I want to go back to talking about what Dr. Perricone has discovered and what I have discovered and what many, many other people have discovered, that can't-see eye drops, when used in a prophylactic approach, can actually keep your eyes from getting bad, aged. So this is even more important discussion. We're talking with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Can-See Eye Drop banner ad today to learn more. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in can-see eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you know someone who has cataracts, before they go for a surgery, this is something they can try. They go to superhumanradio.com and click the Wise Choice Medicines banner ad for CanSee eye drops. And all of the instructions for CanSee are on there, how to use it, depending on the severity of their cataracts. And, hey, you know what? So if it takes 6 months to try CanSee and, you know, a few hundred dollars, they can put the cataract surgery off for a few months. And then if it doesn't work, they can go get the surgery. But at least they can try this first. Just out of curiosity, I mean, it's been a while since we've done a show. And I remember the rate of recovery on people with cataracts that use CanSee for like 6 months was pretty high. Is it still like that? Do you still have a lot of people who find that the CanSee actually makes the cataracts go away?
Oh, it's a huge percentage. You know, generally, and here's the thing, it's when they go back to the eye doctor, he's likely going to still see the mechanism of cataract there. There's going to be some ability for him to see that there is a cataract there. But generally, it has thinned and cleared to such a degree that it's no longer affecting the vision negatively. And certainly, they're no longer a candidate for cataract surgery or necessary to have cataract surgery for that individual. And so there are those individuals who actually go back to the eye doctor, though, and the doctor cannot see any sign of cataract, which is always just such a wonderful thing to hear. It's always very exciting to hear that.
Yeah, because anytime you can avoid surgery, that's the way to go.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, just by slowing down and reversing the process and taking yourself out of that danger zone of having to face that procedure, if anything you can do that is hugely beneficial in your favor, and, you know, not to mention the risk factors. So, and just having your eyes performing better for you, it's interesting. If you can reverse cataract, that's just a marker for what the product is doing or what N-acetylcarnosine, which is the active ingredient, is actually doing for the health of the rest of the eye. They used cataract as the model simply because it was the best marker to reveal how effective the product was at reversing oxidation. Well, oxidation is the enemy of every system in the eye.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and we
and
know.
The eye, and by the way, the eye is ill-equipped to deal with oxidation because the crystalline lens is avascular. It is bathed
right.
in a jelly-like substance, vitreous humor and aqueous humor, that basically is designed to help maintain the globe shape of the eye, the intraocular pressure, and stabilize the inside of the eye, but really provides very little nutrition to the crystalline lens. And so when oxidative stress occurs in the crystalline lens, there is not blood flow occurring that will whisk damaged cells away and bring new cells in. It's like a puddle. Yeah, it's like
yeah.
a puddle. It's like a puddle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know,
this is the argument that many mainstream doctors make is because the eye is not vascular and then that area is avascular. How is the carnosine getting in there? It can't get in. They'll always say, you know, they always say you can't reverse a fried egg.
Well, no, but they're wrong. No.
But they're totally wrong.
Well, sure, that's because right. the aqueous and vitreous humor are replenished through the vascular portion of the eye, which is predominantly in the globe of the eye, the sclera.
It's called cellular communication.
Yeah. I mean, it leaches in. The blood vessels that run around the globe of the eye seep nutrition into the humor, and the humor is like a gelatin. It just slowly absorbs this and kind of like through osmosis, and it just moves through. So there's clearly, look, let's face it. The vitreous and aqueous humor is receiving moisture as well as other things from the eye. Otherwise, it would dry out and crack like snot. You know what I mean? So that's a failed argument for a doctor
Thanks
to say.
Thanks for the clear analogy. Yeah,
there you go. Well, I got to reduce it to something everybody understands. But anyway, let's talk about this for a second. If people are starting to notice what is known as presbyopia, which is a hardening of the crystalline lens. For those of you who don't understand what happens when you hit 40 and your doctor says, oh, you're going to need to start wearing reading glasses, what happens is the crystalline lens loses its suppleness. It loses its flexibility. It becomes rigid. The eye can no longer squeeze it down hard enough so that you can bring things close enough to your face and look at things up close. Mm-hmm. And what happened, this is nothing less than changes in the crystalline lens that eventually will lead to cataracts. When the lens gets so dried out, it becomes opaque. It becomes so rigid, it becomes opaque. The early signs of this degradation is that you start having difficulty seeing up close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And using CanSee eye drops, because of the amino acid that's in there, actually can reverse the state of the lens back to a more flexible, supple state.
Yeah, it returns it to a more supple state, exactly. And you know, it's keep in mind, you know, high levels of carnosine are present in our young, healthy eye tissue. And this is what they were researching in Russia. They were simply looking at the distinctions between healthy eye tissue and unhealthy eye tissue. And this was the dominant factor, was that there was this abundance of carnosine in healthy eye tissue. And there was a gross deficiency prior to the onset of any type of degenerative condition. So this is where the theory was born. What if we could reintroduce carnosine? Could we actually get the levels elevated deep into the systems of the eye?
And Dr. Babayachev wrote a peer-reviewed study of over 50,000 cases.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that study. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And what they found was?
Now, this was a non-controlled study.
Right.
And this was just feedback.
Yeah,
you know,
50,000
people. Control
study right.
previously. But yes, 50,000 people now, well, over the course of 10 years, have generated quite a lot of data. And so the response, I mean, you know, the information is very, very impressive, of the percentages of improvement in every degenerative eye condition. I mean, they've got reports from glaucoma to macular degeneration, but, you know, basically vision improvement, which is, you know, what we're all trying to find here, right? That's the holy grail of vision. So, yeah, very impressive research.
Yeah. Okay. So now, talking about how CanSee works in reversing presbyopia, do you have a large number of people now that are using it just for that purpose?
Yes, we do.
And what is the feedback that you get from them?
Oh, just, you know, and that's something that, you know, when your eyes are starting to decline, there's a lot of factors going on that are causing that. And so when you start using something that actually feeds the eye, it's like there's a whole range of improvements that people experience. So, you know, initially it might just be that their dry eye feels better because
right.
carnosine actually supports the health of the tear ducts.
Right.
Well, having healthier tear production actually produces a better state of homeostasis in the eye.
Right.
So, you know, that's one factor. That's just one factor, not to mention, you know, reducing the oxidation, dealing with all of the free radicals that are in the eye. You've now given the eye that is repairing at 500 times that of any other system in the body a wonderful state in order to improve. And so it's just like holding all the bad guys at bay and allowing the eye's natural healing response to kick into gear at full force, and the improvements are very immediate for people. And so they're very enthusiastic. This is the thing. The reorder rate on this product is significant because people just want, you know, it's one of those products you don't have to wait. You know how you take vitamin C because you've read the research and you know that it's helping your body, but you don't notice that you're not getting colds. You notice
right.
when you get a cold.
Right.
Well, with vision, you notice when you start seeing better. Okay?
Yeah, you know,
it's one of those things that
yes.
you actually can document for yourself pretty well. And so the enthusiasm gets very big. And then, of course, when people start seeing better and they're talking to a friend who isn't, and, you know, so it's just one of those things. That's the way this product is. It's very fortunate for those of us that are working with the product that you've got something that is so clearly evident to the people who are using it.
And you know, the other thing is that when I stop using CanSee, which I do periodically, and I'll, mm-hmm. I'll use it for 5-6 months, I'll run out. And, you know, I'll wait a while, you know, just because that's just the way I am with all supplements. You know, if I take something consistently for a long time, I know when it's time to start ordering it again because I notice that it becomes increasingly more difficult for me to read small print up close.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
of a sudden it's like I find myself squinting and blinking a lot and like and playing the trombone a little bit, and I go, uh-oh,
Well, not only is the carnosine supporting the health of the lens, it's also supporting the health of the muscle functions in the eye. You know, carnosine and muscle, you know that they're best friends. And so it's very significant what the muscle, you know, and how this is helping the muscle. This is why some people who do the eye exercises and use CanSee in combination have just tremendous results.
That's what I let's talk about that. Let's take a commercial break because it's time to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the other doctors that are talking about CanSee, and I want to talk about those exercises for a moment. We're talking with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine about their product CanSee eye drops. You can learn more by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the CanSee banner ad. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine today about the benefits of CanSee eye drops. And this may sound like a total pimp job, but I'm going to tell you something. I have people that emailed me years ago and asked if it was good for their pets, and they started using it for their pets. And they had pets that had cataracts, and they were, you know, doctors were trying to tell them that their dog needed a a surgery, and sure enough, the cataract went away when they used it in the dogs. It's not only good for people, it's good for pets too.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have quite a few veterinary doctors who recommend and order the product from us. We've got one posted on our website. He's a pretty high-profile veterinary doctor who used it on his Minpins, who had very advanced cataracts, elderly dogs, and really had a nice improvement for them, and so has been recommending it to many other veterinaries. Clinics and doctors ever since. So, what's interesting is that dogs do not have the same enzyme that causes the carnosinase in human eyes, the breakdown of carnosine in the eye tissues.
Really?
So, yeah, and so the results are much faster in dogs. And because dogs have cataract that presents on more surface on the eye, and you can actually, you know how you look at a dog with cataracts, you can always see the cataract. You can't see the cataract on humans until it's gotten to a point of gross blindness.
Right.
It doesn't present on the surface of the lens to such a degree. And so with dogs, it's a very exciting process because you can actually see the cataract thinning. You start seeing more brown coming through. It's a very, very fun process because it's very fast. So we have many, many people who've ordered the product for their dogs, saw the amazing results, and thought, okay, well, it was safe for my dog. I can try.
Right.
You know, and it makes, and many dogs, you know, as they get older, have that goopy, mattery stuff in their eyes.
Right.
And so again, you know, the CanSee, you know, boosts the whole immune system in the eye. And so it really clears that up, that stress and irritation. And many dog owners report that the dogs actually start acting eager to get the drops because it really does make the eyes feel so much better. You know, and not to mention they're seeing better. So, it's very exciting. And often people who order for their dogs aren't doing it from a test standpoint. They're doing it because they care for their animals more than they care for themselves.
Isn't that funny?
Often people will have problems with their eyes, but they're so concerned for their animals that they want to order it for their animals. You know.
What other doctors have written about CanSee that were completely unsolicited testimonials?
Well, there's Dr. Jonathan Wright of the Tahoma Clinic up north in Seattle area, who's, you know, world renowned in the world of anti-aging medicine. He was the first guy that went to battle the FDA years ago and won. Okay.
Right.
So he's very famous, and he has been, you know, he's written about the product many times and endorsed it. There's a Dr. Richard Lipman who actually was nominated for the Nobel Prize for medicine back in 1996. He's from Sweden originally, resides in Hawaii now, very well-known anti-aging doctor, author of many, many books, actually used the product himself and had such tremendous results that he's been singing its praises. Now, he had very serious conditions, so his story is kind of interesting. He had astigmatism, quite serious I think it was his right eye that he had a really bad astigmatism. He had a slight astigmatism in his left eye, but I mean, his vision in his right eye had always been 200, you know, 2200, you
wow.
know, he was 63 years old, started using the product as a result of a conversation he'd had with Phil Mikens, who is the formulator of the product,
right.
In working with Dr. Babichea. And his visual acuity was 50/20 in his left eye, 200 in the right eye. And he, at 4 months after beginning use of the product, went to take his eye exam for his driver's license test and, you know, was able to pass it so much easier and knew something had changed. And so then went to the eye doctor and got checked. And his left eye had gone from 50/20 to 25/20. And his right eye had gone from 200 to 125. In a very short period of time. So we know that all that improvement, and he had cataract.
Right.
And that was the other thing that, you know, he definitely knew he had, and his vision had been worsening. That improvement was, of course, not all cataract reversal.
Right, right.
It was just simply that the eye was so in need of carnosine. Sometimes we find that people who have really serious vision loss, their eye is just so deficient in nutrition that when you restore that, it just responds very quickly. And he was one of those very dramatic responses. And then after 2 years, now this guy, mind you, and I have to say this as a qualifier, is an anti-aging guru.
Right.
He's taking tons of supplements, he's exercising, but he is 63 years old.
Right.
And after 2 years, his left eye got to 10/20.
Wow.
So it actually got to better than 20/20 vision.
Do you know if he is experimenting with the exercises, with what we call visual yoga, you know?
Yeah. You know, he probably did try that. I had a conversation with him. He didn't mention it. But I know he does do a lot of the growth factors, and, you know, he's really on it. And,
right.
and he does look, I mean, there's videos of him out there, and I saw him recently, and he looks tremendous. I mean, he's a walking testament of what a person can do to actually stop the aging process.
Right.
You know,
right.
And he is just thrilled with his vision. I mean, he just cannot believe, after struggling with his eyesight all of his life. Now, we have no documentation that can see will help with stigmatism.
No, because it should be understood. Now, stigmatism is actually the cornea of the eye is supposed to be spherical.
Right.
So the radius in the let's say in the horizontal meridian should be identical to the radius in the vertical meridian. A stigmatism means that the radius of curve of one of those meridians is shorter or tighter than the other, which takes the cornea from, let's say, a slice of a basketball to a slice of a football, where you have one curve being very, very long and one curve being very short, which gives you a cylindrical shape instead of a spherical shape. So that's what a stigmatism is. Now, it is thought that stigmatisms cannot be corrected because these are anatomically permanent changes which occur at birth or somewhere thereafter in the eye. But I don't believe that, because most people don't develop their astigmatisms until later on in life, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah. And often people start developing them even later in life. You know, you can actually develop them even late in life. So they're more transient than they're purported to be. You know,
yes.
I mean, they're, it's like anything in the body, you know, it's just a matter of unlocking the key and finding out what it is. I think what's happening is that when you improve the overall health of the eye, you know, if there is a deficiency, it's compensating better for it.
Right.
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 And so that may explain a lot of his, you know, impressive improvement.
Let's take just a moment. We have a couple minutes before we go into the next break. Let's just take a couple moments and try to describe what the exercises for the eye are that can be used in conjunction with CAN-C to have even more dramatic a return to near vision, if you will. And now,
I don't have those.
I'll talk about them.
Okay, because I've had many people talk about them.
It's very, very simple. It's very, very simple. You take an object or you take your finger. You bring it very, very close to the face in line with the nose. And you look at the finger. Bring the finger as close as possible. You're going to actually have to cross your eyes, in theory, to look at the finger. And that's what you want. You want those yolk muscles to activate, because when you cross your eyes, it also emphasizes the muscles around the crystalline lens to squat down as hard as possible to try to focus on the near vision point. So you do this and you look at that finger for about 5 seconds. Then you look away to infinity, preferably the sky or someplace far away. Then you look back at your finger.
Okay, I'm doing this.
And then you look far away. And you do this in repetitions. You do this maybe 20 or 30 times. In fact, I do it sometimes when I'm on the elliptical machine. And I always try to get an elliptical machine up in the front so nobody can look back at me, because I'll actually look at the tip of my nose and then look up at the wall of TVs and then look at the tip of my nose and then look up at the wall of TVs. And you'll feel this stimulation. When you look at the tip of your nose and cross your eyes, you'll actually feel this stimulation inside the eye. That is the crystalline lens trying to squat down to see the tip of the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
You do this
over and
over
again. I can actually feel that as I'm doing that right now. I can actually feel that happening.
You do
it's
this
like
over
a Kegel
and over.
Exercise
yes.
for your eyes.
Yes, exactly. You do this over and over again, 20, 30, 40 times,
yep.
using the CanSee eye drops to increase the flexibility of the crystalline lens and get those muscles to learn, to relearn, to focus at near. And you do this over and over again. And do this before you start this test. Find something and read it. Measure the distance between your nose and the book, for instance. Then do this for a week or two while using the CanSee eye drops. Then go back and read that book, and I predict that you'll be able to be an inch or so closer. And if you keep doing this over time, you'll be able to regain your near vision that you had when you were younger.
Yeah, I think there's even more exercises, aren't there? There's a whole range of them that are out there that
yes.
you can find. But that one probably is the primary because you're getting both the distance and the nearsighted. And,
well, and
you know,
also
point.
It's very easy to do. You can do it anywhere. I don't recommend that you do it while you're driving a car, obviously, because crossing your eyes while you're driving, as I've found out, can make you nauseous. So please don't do that. But nonetheless, it is worthy of trying. You know, if you're just sitting around wherever you happen to be at the time and you want to experiment with this.
Well, I think that's an excellent tip. And I think it's, you know, again, I just come back to the fact that, it's so hard as you go through your life to see what's coming. You know, we always have to find out hindsight, you know, pardon the pun. But, you know, to those of you out there who are listening who have not begun to have degenerative eye conditions, it is coming.
Yeah.
Unless you do something aggressively to prevent it from
yes,
coming.
Absolutely.
It's invariable. Try to talk to anybody, you know, between the ages of 40 and 50 who haven't seen a significant loss of vision. And I don't think you're going to find them. And so, you know, it can be prevented. This is the message. It can be prevented. And messing around with eyeglasses is a pain, and it's a hassle. And messing around with contacts is not fun. And and that's the other thing is that, you know, for those people who are wearing contact lenses, CanSee is absolutely tremendous at keeping the eye oxygenated, preventing the buildup of the oxidation actually on the contact lens. You can actually wear the lenses for longer without
really?
Problem. Oh, it's just absolutely tremendous for people with contact lenses. And you can actually apply the drops with the lenses in.
That's how I do it. I apply the drop into the inside of my contact lens and then pop it in my eye so I have a bathing effect on the cornea, if you will, and the rest of the eye. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how much CanSee do you need for these types of therapeutic approaches. We're talking with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine. You can learn more about the product by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the CanSee banner ad. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50, go to ageforce.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jennifer Jones from Wise Choice Medicine, which is actually in the UK. The reason they're in the UK is because you can't do anything to help people here unless you're part of the pharmaceutical agenda. So, yeah. You know,
well,
it's important to understand anyway.
Yeah, I think it's going to change. You do see a real shift, I think. I mean, you look at where we were even 10 years ago in the acceptance of, you know, alternative medicine. And it was really still, you know, thought of as kind of a, guru medicine of sorts. And I think you really do see a shift happening. And with the masses being informed, I think the internet has been tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, it's changing.
No, I agree. How much can see? I mean, I tell you how I use it. I put two drops in my contact lens. Well, I'm sorry, one drop in each contact lens in the morning and pop it in, and one drop in each eye at bedtime, right before I close my eyes to go to sleep. And I find I get, within a couple of weeks, I can start to see the difference or notice the difference in my near vision. And it just gets progressively better the longer I do that. How do you recommend people use it if they want to use it for as an anti-aging remedy for the eyes to, you know, perhaps deal with presbyopia?
Yeah, just as a preventive, even one drop a day will improve the environment of the eye tremendously. It's a very powerful product. I find that most people like to use two drops a day just because they like the way it feels to have a little boost in the morning and a boost in the evening time. I would suggest this to you, Carl. Start putting the drop in your eye at nighttime, not just before bed, maybe an hour before bedtime. Dr. Babichev has actually said that if the eye is moving and being used, you actually get better integration of the product. What we have found, if people put the drop in their eye at night just before bed, it's such a powerful detoxifier, they actually wake up in the morning with kind of a gritty matter in their eyes because it's been like detoxifying all night, but it hasn't been being pulled out of the waste system because
right.
the eye isn't working. Okay.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You're better off with the eye pumping around and doing what it has to do.
Absolutely. But two drops a day is a really nice routine, and you know, it doesn't take long. Like I say, you start feeling the differences and seeing the differences in your vision. So then it becomes, and you can take it with you. You know, it does recommend refrigeration of the bottle, but if you're using it at that level of usage, you're using a bottle up in under a month.
Yeah.
And so, you know, more like 2 weeks. And so it's perfectly fine to keep it on your person and take it with you. And many people who have contact lens like to put a drop in the middle of the day just to keep their eyes feeling fresh as they start to, you know, people who wear contact lenses know what this is, but, you know, after about 4 or 5 hours with a lens in, they start feeling, you start being aware of the lens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So by putting a drop of CAN-C in, it really extends that and makes the eye cope with that.
So if you were just using one drop a day,
mm-hmm.
how long would one bottle last, do you estimate?
Well, it's going to last you about 2 months.
Okay, and there's two...
Not a bottle, I mean a box.
Box.
It comes, you know, two vials are in a box.
That's what I was going to say. So there's two vials in a box.
Yeah,
so that's about a two-month supply.
Right,
and it's
right.
What is it, 40? I want to say it's $43 for a box?
Yeah, $39
for a box.
Yeah.
So really, it's like $20 a month, and you also don't recommend using it continuously. You recommend, after a period of time, taking some time off, don't
well,
you?
And I was going to comment when you said that you kind of forget to use it for a while and then you start up again. You're probably doing, as long as you've been using it, Carl, that's an ideal routine to follow. Dr. Babacheyev is the one who actually advises after long-term use to begin taking a break from the product every now and then. You know, and how nice of the guy who actually sells the product telling people to not use it for periods of time. But it is very important, in his opinion, to give the eye a break and let it kind of stand on its own two feet, so to speak. There are other beneficial peptides in the eye that could potentially get lazy with consistent, continual use of carnosine. And so by taking a little break every now and then, you allow the eye to find its own balance again. And so take, you know, he recommends a week off about every 6 weeks. You know, take a week break.
Right.
And during that week, once you've gotten used to using these, you really miss them during that week. So we suggest, you know, using some type of eye lubricant that you like and that you already use or may be aware of, use that during that week.
Right.
Because keeping the eyes lubricated is also probably one of the better things you can do to prevent degeneration in the eye tissues.
Right, right.
So it's a very good thing to keep them lubricated during the day.
Here's a question for you. Every now and then, when I put a drop in my eye, it burns. Mm-hmm. Is that because of the state of my eye, or is that because there's something unique about the drops that every now and then it could burn the eye? I mean, it stings.
Well, it could
I don't
be a
mean
little
burns,
bit of
it
both.
Stings.
It could be a little bit of both. You know, it is not an all-natural product. There is a preservative in there, albeit very little, because N-acetylcarnosine itself acts as a natural preservative. So they haven't had to put as much preservative in this product.
What do they use as the preservative?
It is benzyl alcohol.
Oh,
but
okay.
A very small percentage, okay, very, very low level comparatively to other eye drop products. It is formulated to a very alkaline pH balance, and if by any chance your pH has become a bit more acidic and there's a strong distinction between your pH and that of the product, you might have a little burning. The CAN-C will pull the eye into the better pH, okay?
Mm.
But if indeed where you might have been noticing the burning, Carl, is after your morning dose. If indeed you were putting the drops in at night before bed, the eyes may have been a little irritated in the morning, and then you add your drop at that point, and that may have been when you might find the irritation. But if the eyes are
extremely dry. It is in the morning. When I put it on in the morning, that's when I notice.
I think you're going to find that will change when you start putting the drop in a little earlier in the evening.
Yeah, instead of right before bed. Yeah, I'll definitely start doing
and
that.
And the other thing, there are people who are, you know, chemically sensitive. And for people, or people who are diabetic, for example, tend to be very, very acidic. And so for those individuals, we generally will recommend that they use another eye drop that they find is comfortable for them, that they've been able to use reliably, and put that drop in maybe 30 minutes prior to putting CAN-C in, because that will also help pull the eye into a better pH, and then when they put the CAN-C in, there's no, you know, no transition for the eye.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Very good. Yeah. I think we've covered all the topics here. Go to SuprahumanRadio.com and click the CAN-C banner ad, or visit WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Correct? It is .net.
That's it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, wisechoicemedicine.com will get you there as well. There's a pointer there. So you can put in .com, .net, you know, Wise Choice Medicine. You'll find us.
Yes. And this is a great, you know what? We take all these vitamins for our body. They do not necessarily affect your eyes. This is one way to keep your eyes in sync with your physical anti-aging program, because nothing is worse than looking really great but then having to throw the readers on at the restaurant to read the menu. You know what I mean?
I know.
That sucks.
It's not, yeah, for those of us that have that level of vanity.
Well, you know what's even worse?
I have my hand up.
Is it my imagination or restaurants getting darker and darker and the print on their menus are getting more and more hard? I mean, you know, it's not just a matter. I've been at restaurants with people who are like in their 30s and they're complaining they can't read the menus.
Well, they do. Yeah, they like to use that really dim lighting. That's for sure. But you border on sounding like the person who needs to have his arms growing longer. So
right. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why I use CanSee. And I just started using them again just recently, not even about a month ago. And I already noticed a dramatic change in my eyesight again.
Yeah. And it's like once you've used it for a while, you get familiar with that change and you can see it very clearly. Yeah.
Thank you so much for such a wonderful product. Thank Dr. Babayachev for such a wonderful product.
And certainly will do that.
Thanks for being a sponsor of the show for so long also.
Oh, my pleasure. I just love the work you're doing, Carl. I love the show. So just a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, so don't forget, go to superhumanradio.com and click the CanSee banner ad to learn more about Wise Choice Medicine's product, CanSee. Also, thanks to Bear Walker, and we will have him back on the show sometime in the near future. We have a great show planned for you tomorrow. I have to tell you something. We have a former professional bodybuilder named Peter Grimkowski coming on, bodybuilder from the 70s. And we're going to break some unbelievable news tomorrow. We've actually tried to do shows in the past about the amount of drugs that professional bodybuilders use. And we always hear people say, well, I use this, I use that, I've got good genetics, blah, blah, blah. Well, Peter Grimkowski is going to tell us what was being used in the 70s. And I have to believe that what was being used in the 70s is being used today. You're going to be shocked tomorrow if you listen to tomorrow's show about the amount of anabolics that bodybuilders use to get those freakishly big physiques. So don't miss that show tomorrow. We'll see you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.